Okay, we got a question here from Gornitai Das, who's asking that the followers of Lord Buddha, they sometimes call themselves devotees of Lord Buddha, since their rituals are similar to the acts of devotion. Yet, Rupa Goswami claims that they're not devotees. And at the same time, he also points out that by showing, quote-unquote, devotion to Lord Buddha, they become attracted to the path of devotion. They're tricked into doing that. So what does it mean to be tricked? And isn't this some kind of contradictory statement? And of course it's not, but the context needs to be clear. And the context of Lord Buddha's historical appearance, and we're talking about a different Buddha than the Buddha that most people relate to nowadays, is known in quote-unquote Buddhism of 2,500 years ago. This is an earlier Lord Buddha who is actually Krishna's avatar and who we see mentioned in the Bhagavatam, although there's an interesting Lord Buddha over there mentioned in the Bhagavatam who flies through the air and so on. That seems to be another Buddha of another age. In any case, our Buddha is different in that he is Krishna. Following someone who's not Krishna is not of much benefit. You don't develop any kind of punya. Anyway, at that time in history, people were misusing the Vedas really to promote animal slaughter. And not so much is there about that. I've never read any texts that talk about the background or the environment in which that was taking place. But needless to say that that statement is there. And so Krishna, Prabhupada says somewhere he answered the prayers of the animals, which is very nice. And he appeared to preach ahimsa. But because people were, quote-unquote, following the Vedas, therefore our Lord Buddha said, well, forget the Vedas and just follow me. So more or less they turned into atheists, because our definition of an atheist is someone who denies the Vedas, whatever and whoever he thinks is God. If you deny the Vedas, you're an atheist. So, Gnostic, non-believer. Forgot the garland, fortunately, you are running. That's it. So they followed Lord Buddha, and they became his followers, and they do ritual, and they do worship. But he was Lord Krishna, and whether knowingly or unknowingly, agyata. So agyata sukriti, some kind of pious activity, that enabled them apparently not to immediately take to devotional service. I say apparently because that was the purpose of Shankaracharya's appearance. Shankaracharya appeared to sort of make the next step, and this is context, to make the next step in elevating these fallen people, giving them an opportunity. And he also sort of preached Buddhism, covered Buddhism, but it was from the Vedas. And of course, in order to preach that, you had to misinterpret the Vedas, and that's what he did. He gave indirect Gaunavritti. He gave an indirect approach to Vedic literature. So, Mayavadama Satchasram Prachanam Bodham Uchate, Mayaiva Vihitam Devi Kalo Brahmanam Murtina. Oh, your Lord Shiva is saying that, yes, in Kali Yuga I come in the guise of a Brahmin and I teach Mayavad philosophy, Prachanam Bodham Uchate, which is really covered Buddhism. So, he's teaching covered Buddhism. They'll be inclined to take to that, and of course Shankaracharya drove Buddhism out of India, became very prominent in countries further east of India, and anyway, so that was then followed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who then presented the proper teachings of the Vedas, which is that devotional service. And all Vedic literature, Vedi, Raimanaschaiva, Mahabharata, Purana, Adyantavanta, Harisarvatra Giyate. So, Madhvacharya is commenting somewhere that Vedic literatures, whether it's the Mahabharata or the Ramayana or the Puranas, from the beginning, the middle, or the end, Haris, the only one thing that's being glorified there, Harisarvatra Giyate, nothing else is glorified. Well, if it is, it's indirect glorification of Hari, or it's meant to support or bring the hearer to service of Hari. Hari sarvatra giyate. So that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. And then the trick, well, they were being tricked. They thought that they were denying the Vedas, but they were actually indirectly following the Vedas. Who's the Vedas? The Lord is personally the Vedas. He's the very form. Krishna is the very form of the Vedas, so they were following him. And it may have not taken one lifetime, may have taken a couple of lifetimes, but those who were actually really serious Buddhists, then they had the opportunity ultimately, who knows, to become followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Serious Buddhists, because of course there are Buddhism is all about nonviolence, and yet there are other foolish people who then, you know, Buddhists, so-called Buddhists, who eat meat. So how can you be eating meat and be a Buddhist? Well, that's more of the same kind of cheating that takes place elsewhere. Anyway, that's the basic explanation to that question. Interesting question from Gaur Nitai Das in Paris. Hare Krishna.